This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a doctor has gotten his license suspended, and he's from Westchester County in New York, and he's been suspended because four of his patients were exposed to the same strain of hepatitis C. According to the Wichita Eagle, the Westchester County Department of Health and state officials made the announcement that Dr. Timothy Morley, an osteopathic doctor, has been ordered to close his practice pending a hearing. The Journal News reports health officials are now in the process of notifying his patients that they may have been exposed to hepatitis or HIV and to seek testing. They say during the course of officials' investigation, they found a series of, quote, inappropriate infection control practices. Officials say they also had concerns about the treatment and administration of medicine at his offices in Mount Kisco and White Plains. Now, I've been through those areas because I have family that lives up in Dutchess County. I believe that's north of Westchester County. I need to double check. And so we go through the area. It's a beautiful area. And Dr. Morley is also accused of failing to produce relevant records of information. Three of the patients who tested positive for hepatitis C are from Westchester and a fourth residing in Dutchess County. I'm not sure what injections were done, what was the type of, work he was doing. I'm trying to look now. There's CBS New York also has an article. And again, this was, this was a possible exposure to other people, but right now they're suggesting that anybody getting an infusion or an IV injection to be cautious. Now, from what we understand, according to his website, it's called Tomorrow Medicine, and I guess he has medical weight loss, thyroid balance, supportive IV therapies, menopausal, andropausal support, bioidentical hormones, etc. But these supportive IV therapies, okay, these are some of the things it looks like on his website he offers. Nutritional IV supplement vitamin deficiency and inability to absorb nutrients. So he may give an IV that has vitamins in it. Magnesium IVs to help migraine, headaches, muscle cramps, fatigue. High-dose vitamin C therapy. High-dose vitamin C is being studied now to see if it could fight cancer, help boost immune system. Again, I would caution, until we know more about getting anything high dose. Glutathione IVs, it's a powerful antioxidant, supposed to help the body's detoxification process, he argues. Chelation therapy, to assist the body's detoxification process by removing toxins like heavy metals, etc. Ozone therapy, also known as hydrogen peroxide therapy, to support the immune system. Remember we talked about people getting IV hydrogen peroxide therapy and how that could be risky. So one risk we don't really talk about that much is if unsafe practices, okay, unsafe delivery systems or unsterile practices unfortunately pervade that medical office, you could be at risk for some pretty significant diseases because it's going straight into the IV. So this Tomorrow Medicine promises up with weight loss, hormone imbalance, etc. And, I get frustrated because I understand this is the type of medicine that people want. A lot of my listeners, they love those kinds of therapies. All right, they want to do non-pharmaceutical type of treatments. Okay? And again, this is just some, you know, one isolated case where somebody might have gotten an infectious disease. All right? I don't know where the hepatitis could have come from. And I don't know why multiple patients could have gotten hepatitis. It wouldn't be from the therapy. It would be from the action of getting a therapy. But, you know, I really caution about people getting anything through their IV when it's not, you know, necessary. Okay, you know, when you're in the hospital and you're, you know, in an ER trauma unit, okay, you're going to need to get IV fluids. You're going to need to get, blood transfusions. You may need to get antibiotics with the IV. You know, sometimes the IV is the best route for you. But we never suggest IV treatment from a, you know, standard medical, practice electively. You know, if I had somebody that was dehydrating and at risk of, you know, needing to, be admitted overnight, yes, I would give IV fluids in my office. But if somebody needed vitamins, I wouldn't be injecting them IV. I try to do as little IV as possible because I don't want to introduce infection. Okay, sticking needles in your veins is not one of my favorite things to do if we don't need to do it. If we have to do it, you bet your butt, I'm going to put a central line. I mean, I'm going to do whatever I need to get access, you know, to get you the fluids and to keep you alive. Hell yeah. But, you know, if we're talking about, well, you got migraine headaches, and trust me, I suffer from migraines. And yes, maybe a bag of IV fluid may make you feel better. And maybe magnesium will. I mean, this stuff could work. This Dr. Morley could be right on. I mean, this stuff could work. But again, you're putting yourself at risk of somebody getting into your bloodstream. You know, this hepatitis scare issue we had in Las Vegas years ago was, it happened during colonoscopies where the nurse anesthetist would, inject the anesthetic through a port and had not changed out the syringe. The needle was stuck from what we believe in the medicine, and he would take the syringe, screw it in, suck the medicine up, and then inject it into the needle port in the patient. But if there was any backsplash of blood that the patient had, he would then contaminate the whole vial. It's a practice we never recommend, we never urge. I've seen idiots do it. But unfortunately, that's how a bunch of people got hepatitis, because the port was a little bloody, and the medicine got back into the main medicine vial. It was a multi-dose vial. And when it got plunged back in to suck out more, unfortunately, it injected a whole bunch of people eventually with hepatitis C. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So puppies from a pet store chain have sickened 39 people, according to the CDC. They say the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Monday it's investigating a multi-state outbreak of Campylobacter infections linked to contact with puppies sold through the store Petland. I'm looking at a little baby puppy. Oh, the puppy looks so cute. You know, I tell you not to kiss your puppy. My little puppy, Uzi, she wanted to kind of suck up you know, and butter me up because she didn't want to go to bed because I was like, it's bedtime. And I had to carry her up. She can't. I don't know why I let her sleep on her bed. You know, that article said not to let your animal sleep on your bed. You're not getting good night's sleep. But, you know, she's a baby puppy. She wants to be with mommy. And so she was so happy that she was, but she didn't want to go to sleep. She wants to still play. Then she started to lick my mouth, thinking that with that, I'm going to let her do whatever she wants. And I did. I let her run around and play, and then she did poo-poo house, and then I had to yell at her, and then I put her to bed. But anyway, I love going to Petland, because then there's the little puppy dogs, and with little puppy dogs, you want to hold them, and you want to play with them, and then you just want to, you know. I don't think Petland is as expensive as other places, but I can't stand going to some of these places where you fall in love with a puppy, and they go, it's $2,500. You're like $2,500 for the puppy? But now you fell in love with the puppy. You bond with those puppies so quick. I wonder what the psych issue is with that. I mean, you know, I still haven't bonded to my kids as close as I will 2 seconds with a puppy. That blows my mind. Anyway, let's go to this multi-state outbreak of Campylobacter infection. So Campylobacterosis is a common bacterial infection. It could cause diarrhea, abdominal pain, and fever. I think it's one of the most common gastrointestinal diseases. And as of September 11th, a total of 39 people have gotten ill in 7 states, 11 cases of Florida, 5 in Kansas, 1 in Missouri, 18 in Ohio, 2 in Pennsylvania, 1 in Tennessee, and 1 in Wisconsin. 9 people have had to be hospitalized thus far. Nobody has died. They say the first case within this outbreak occurred last year, September 15th, 2016. Now, symptoms of Campylobacter include you start to get sick within 2 to 5 days after contact with the bacteria. They last about a week. Some people, they don't even notice that they're sick. Other people do. Many cases go unreported. They say for about every 14 cases, for every 100,000 people are diagnosed each year in the U.S., Campylobacterosis, which occurs more frequently in summer than winter, they believe could affect 1.3 million people each year. Usually you'll recover in about 5 days without treatment. If you have symptoms, we tell you to drink fluids, etc. But very rarely, these infections could be so bad that you could become severely dehydrated. You can even get paralyzed, according to CNN, and die. If you have weakened immune system, if you're an infant, an elderly individual, somebody with cancer, immunosuppressed, transplant, HIV, they could have be at risk for serious infection. So the people that got sick in this current outbreak were between 1 and 64 years old. Most of them were about 28 of them were 39. They were female, and 12 were Petland employees. Of the total, 27 either recently purchased a little puppy at Petland, visited a Petland, or visited or live in a home with a puppy sold through Petland. Now, the CDC has not identified any failures of Petland's operating system that would, you know, lead to any Campylobacter infection, but the CDC has advised Petland to continue to do what we are already doing and continue to educate customers and staff to sanitize their hands after handling their puppies. So usually what Petland does is they have some hand sanitizers after you touch a puppy and after he goes pee-pee on you and after you go, oh, you're so cute, I just want to take you home and eat. And then you don't buy it because, you know, you find out you can't afford it or whatever. And then you clean with hand sanitizer. I would actually use soap and water. I wouldn't just do hand sanitizer. Actually, you know what I'd do? I would do soap and water, wash your hands, and then use the hand sanitizer. So the CDC noted that no matter where the puppy comes from, it could carry Campylobacter infection. Petland is fully cooperating with the investigation. Of course, they're pretty cool. And they added that Petland doesn't have any sanitation stations in the store, has strict kennel sanitation procedures and protocols in place. They say our extensive health warranty protects both our pets and our customers. Now, you see, what's very interesting is we don't really get Campylobacter by so much touching something as much as we get it by, you know, ingesting it. You know, like raw food, raw undercooked poultry. And so, you know, usually this Campylobacter type of infection you get, it's kind of like an isolated thing. You know, you could also get it from unpasteurized dairy products, contaminated water, poultry, produce. But if you touch the poo-poo of a dog or cat that has Campylobacter, that's how you get sick. So if you're going to touch your poop or touch your dogs, because dogs will get their poop and their pee-pee all over the little paws. Ah, dogs got the tushies, and their tushies are furry, and they get the poo-poo on the fur, and then it gets all over you. That's it. Anyway, so you want to wash your hands really, really good. You want to clean. You want to make sure there's not a lot of fur by their tushy, because they really get it stuck. You know, like Sashi's our big cat. She's so fat that she can't lick and clean herself down there, and none of the other cats want to lick her down there, so her tushy gets really dirty, and we have to do clean tushy every now and then. It really stinks, but it's just what we got to do. Children, you got to be careful. Pick up and dispose of the dog poop. I make my kids clean the dog poop. It's ridiculous. And the investigation is ongoing. I like Petland. Here's the thing. You know, small pet, any little baby, you know, puppy, little baby, even little baby rats are so cute. Baby snakes, even baby spiders. There's something about baby that your maternal instinct. There was a little baby spider running around when I was going to the bathroom the other day, and I didn't want to kill it. You know, and now it wasn't because I thought it was super cute. It was because I thought the mom would come after me in my sleep, like what happened years ago when I killed a baby and the mom came after me. But I really think spiders, you know, they say if you don't bug the spider, just like if you don't bug the bee, spiders are vengeful. All right. How many of you guys are sitting on your butt? Even if you exercise a lot, you have got to get up every 30 minutes. According to CNN, they say take a movement break every 30 minutes. No matter how much you exercise, sitting for excessively long periods of time is a risk factor for early death. A new study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine found a direct relationship between time spent sitting and your risk of early mortality of any cause. This was a study looking at 8,000 adults. As your total sitting time increases, so does your risk of an early death. People who sat for less than 30 minutes at a time had a lower risk of early death. So sit less, move more. That's what the American Heart Association encourages us all to do. But it's tough because if you have a job where you're on a computer and you have to sit at a computer for 8-9 hours, or if you're front desk, you know, at a hotel or front desk of something, you know, you're going to sit. You know, one of my best jobs is when I waited tables because, man, you were all over the place. You had to run up the stairs. The smoking section was upstairs a little bit, so you had to go up a few stairs. Then you had to run into the kitchen. Then I had to run to the bathroom. Then I had to run to the bar. Then I had to go get the drinks. Then I had to run back to the room. Then I had to run back to the bathroom. Then I ran to sneak some free fries because my boss wasn't there. Then I ran back. So anyway, you know, you got a lot of exercise, you know, when you weigh the tables. But most jobs, you just kind of sit there. And when you sit there for hours on end, you know, you end up, not moving a lot. And your body doesn't like that. You know, think back to your, hunter and gatherer days. In your hunter and gatherer days, you had to get up and you had to hunt. You had to find animals. You had to, you know, find berries. You didn't just sit there. You didn't watch TV. They didn't have TV. So exercise guidelines, according to Keith Diaz, lead author of this new study, he says exercise guidelines are precise. The CDC recommends adults do moderately intensity aerobic exercise for 2 hours and 30 minutes every week, plus muscle strengthening activities on 2 or more days a week. But we need guidelines for sitting. They're saying even if you exercise, you're in trouble. You can't be sitting. So they say for every 30 consecutive minutes of sitting, stand up, move, walk for 5 minutes at brisk pace to reduce the health risk from sitting. This puts us a step closer to such guidelines. All right, so not only do we have to exercise about an hour a day, I've been taught in about an hour a day of exercise, and I do that. I do 30 minutes in the morning, and then I do about 30 to 40 minutes when I come home at night. And I know, you wouldn't know. I mean, my butt is so big. All right? So, African Americans seem to be at higher risk of stroke, especially blacks in the southern U.S. Dr. Diaz and his researchers tracked an average of 4 years, 7,900 black and white adult participants, age 45 and older. And this was called the Regards Project, the Reasons for Geographical and Racial Differences in Stroke. And during the time period, the team recorded 340 total deaths, and they looked at sedentary behavior accounted for more than 12.3 hours on average 16-hour walking days. Now, you know, you wonder because a lot of desk jobs used to be taken over by women. So you're kind of wondering what are these jobs, what are the majority of jobs that are putting us at risk? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
The
answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Have any of you ever been to New Orleans on Bourbon Street on New Year's Eve? We were thinking about, we're going to be in the New Orleans area. And it's a hell of a lot cheaper to leave New Orleans before the New Year's Eve parties start than to be there during New Year's Eve. And I feel kind of bad that I'm going to be missing New Year's Eve in New Orleans. Can you tell me what it is and like, and if actually I should be leaving because it's going to be such a zoo that I'm not going to be able to, you know, keep my shirt on. Yeah, you know, in New Orleans, it's very interesting. You know, if you've never been, okay, this whole Bourbon Street, everybody goes, man, Las Vegas is skanky. Las Vegas is, oh, no, no, no. Las Vegas is a convent. It's an abbey compared to Bourbon Street. All right, and I got to tell you, New Orleans is amazing. New Orleans is so much fun. And with New Orleans, Nylons, oh my gosh. Okay, so you walk down the street, and there's two times to walk down the street. You can walk down the street when it's still semi-daylight, okay? You know, as it's starting to become sundown. And then you can walk down the street when it's really, really dark. So we walk down the street with our kids, and people were throwing beads at you. And only a couple of people asked me to show them my boobs, and I wasn't going to do that because, you know, I have a, you know, I have kids. I mean, I'm not going to be, you know, doing that. Please. Okay, I got kids there, all right? And I'm like, come on, I got kids. Just throw us the beats. So they threw us the beats. So we got tons of beats. So it was really, really fun running around, getting our beads, et cetera. Okay, Bourbon Street. Every night, I guess this happens. Okay, then we went to dinner, and we decided to do another pass. Let's walk back through Bourbon Street. So now, after dinner, we're already looking at about 7:38 p.m. Now, people are getting vicious, all right? If you didn't show anything, not only would not get the beads, but they would be mean to you. And I remember my kids were kind of young, getting a little scared. And again, I didn't really know what Bourbon Street was. I mean, I knew it was a big party street and people running around and dancing and, you know, kind of like, you know, downtown Las Vegas. I was like, you know what? We need to leave because it was just getting really, really to the point where the kids, now my kids are older. They're probably going to be like, Mom, please. But, I mean, it was like crazy stuff. And so I thought it would be awesome to be there for New Year's Eve. But you want to know what? No. I think I'm a little too old for that scene. I really do. And, you know, here's the problem. They were like, you know, show me your breasts. And I'm like, just look at my tennis shoes. Okay? You know? They're right there. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. E-cigs contain nicotine that increase arterial stiffness, heart rate, and blood pressure. So for those of you e-cigging for good health, you might want to think twice. Dr. Magnus Lundback from Karolinska Institute in Stockholm said he did a study. And he had noted that the last couple of years, e-cig use has grown dramatically. And I guess he published a study in the European Respiratory International Congress. And that, you know, he found that there were changes that affected the arterial stiffness, heart rate, blood pressure, which could put you at risk for stroke, could put you at risk for heart disease. And so, you know, people think, well, as long as I'm, you know, away from tobacco products, e-cig should be healthy. There's a chance that these could even be more unhealthy than cigarettes if they cause quicker arterial stiffness and higher spikes of your blood pressure. So according to the NCBI, tobacco smoking will change your systolic or your diastolic blood pressure. And remember, your systolic is the pumping pressure, and the diastolic blood pressure is the filling pressure. And they say that tobacco smoke will influence your blood vessel elasticity, and then therefore increase your arterial stiffness. And nicotine is kind of the big culprit in these tobacco products causing these changes. So if e-cigs are with nicotine, you're still having an issue. True, you might not be getting a bunch of the tobacco pollutants, but you could be still having the cardiovascular effects that the nicotine causes. So the researcher, Dr. Lundback, and his colleagues recruited 15 healthy and young volunteers during the study in 2016. The volunteers took part in the study, and they were maybe smokers once in a blue moon. They smoked maybe 10 cigarettes per month, but they had never tried e-cigs before participating in the study. Among the volunteers, 41% were male and 59% were female. The average age was about 26. During the study one day, they tried randomly the e-cigs containing nicotine for 30 minutes. Another day, they tried the e-cigs without the nicotine. So the research team measured the heart rate, arterial stiffness, and blood pressure after smoking the cigarettes. And the researchers then measured again at the 2-hour mark and then the 4-hour mark. The measurement of first 30 minutes showed the smoking of the e-cigs that had nicotine increased the arterial stiffness, heart rate, and blood pressure. But those that didn't have the nicotine e-cigs didn't have that. So, small study. I understand there weren't a lot of volunteers, right? I get that, only 15 people. But, to me, that is still, a valid study. So, according to Dr. Lundback, he said the immediate increment of the arterial stiffness, even though it was temporary, okay, is also visible using regular cigarettes. So, chronic exposure to the passive and active cigarette smoking could increase your arterial stiffness. But what about to e-cigs? Chronic exposure to e-cigs. So, I've always said, look, guys, e-cigs are phenomenal adjuncts to helping you quit smoking. Okay? If you want to quit smoking, I think that's excellent to use temporarily. And how long should you use them to quit smoking? I wouldn't probably dink around with them longer than a couple months. But if you're going to use them now as your crutch, as your nicotine hit, and you're going to be now smoking those, for weeks or months on end, I think it's going to be a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let's talk a little bit about job news. This is interesting. They say U.S. job openings have hit a record high in July. The Labor Department says openings edged up 0.9% from June to 6.2 million, which is the highest on records dating to 2000. So the economy is definitely getting better. Now there's more jobs available. They say job openings posted by U.S. employers reached an all-time high in July. The Labor Department says it edged up 0.9%. Hiring increased, but the record number of openings make clear that employers have plenty of jobs to fill, but are still searching to find qualified workers at the pay levels being offered. The number of people who quit their jobs also rose, a trend that means that workers are leaving for jobs that pay better. More job openings were posted in construction, manufacturing, along with healthcare, professional, and business services in the information sector. So a bunch of things could be going on. Okay, one is employers are doing better. I'm not sure what's going on with the employer mandate. I don't know if the IRS is still imposing the penalty or not, but that could be something that's causing a little bit of a spur. Maybe undocumented immigrants that don't want to get deported have maybe decided to lay low and are not applying or taking up a lot of the jobs that were taken up at one point. I don't know. I mean, there's a whole variety of things that could be going on causing this. But we do see that, the stock market's rising. The economy seems to be getting a little better. I see more growth. I see houses starting to be built. I'm still very cautiously optimistic because I'm still nervous that we still could hit a huge, a glut in houses, a glut in commercial real estate. Again, millennials don't really like to buy houses. And we have a lot of baby boomers aging out of their houses. That makes me nervous. Plus, internet, shopping is, going to be putting these big anchor commercial stores out of business. But I love the fact that there's more jobs. That's a real, real good, a good sign. One of you is about to go on an interview, had asked me for some advice. I've done this advice so many times on the show. So I told him what to wear. I told him how to act. Told him to cut back on the jokes. Okay, don't be too much of a jokester. But that's what I'm here for, advice. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chirakuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you, a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I just had a spill, and I have no napkins. This is what happens when I blow my nose all the time. I have a spill. All right. Well, what are you going to do? It's okay. I mean, it's not like my keyboard is the cleanest thing out there. Anyway, all right. Michael wants to know about angina. He's been diagnosed with angina. He thought it was a heart attack. Is this good news? Is this bad news? Let's break down what angina is before we go a little bit more into what is going on with him. So angina, some people call it angina, and I've told you guys be careful of calling it angina because then people think you're going to a gynecologist for your problem. Just call it angina. And it's basically, according to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, which really breaks it down nicely, it's where you get this chest pain or this pressure-type feeling because the heart muscle isn't getting enough oxygen-rich blood. So it feels like a heart attack, and it can actually lead to a heart attack. But stable angina is a lot safer to have than unstable, so we'll kind of talk about the difference. So when you get angina, you basically feel this pain, the squeezing in your chest. The pain could go to the shoulders, it could go to the arms, it could go to the neck, it could go to the jaw, the back. And the pain may even feel like ingestion, where you're having heartburn. And angina isn't so much a disease, it's a symptom. And you'll only really get angina if you're having coronary artery disease. All right? If your heart is not getting the oxygen it needs, and you are fortunate enough to feel that pain, you're going to have angina. Now, coronary heart disease is the most common type of heart disease in adults, as you know. You get these plaque buildup from cholesterol and calcium and fatty deposits in the inner walls of the coronary arteries. So the arteries are supposed to bring oxygen-rich blood to the heart muscle. And if the arteries can't oxygenate the heart muscle because of all the plaquing, then you lose blood flow to the muscle. If you lose blood flow to the muscle doesn't seem to work. And then when the muscle doesn't seem to work, it can't pump, which is the purpose of the heart. So, now, sometimes, however, you get this narrowing. Okay, we've talked about what a heart attack is. A heart attack is where you have that piece of the plaque break off, and then it starts to break and it tears the inner lining of the blood vessel wall. So you start to form a clot so you don't bleed, and this clot completely obstructs the whole lumen of that artery so you can't get blood flow to the heart, and then you could have a massive heart attack. That's what happened to my father when he died. But sometimes you have just narrowing occur. And this narrowing will be a problem if when the artery has to narrow because of exercise, let's say, if you already have a narrow lumen, now that you're exercising, it's narrowing even more. Now you may feel symptoms. And so when you get plaque buildup, it takes that nice open diameter and makes it smaller. Blood clots can also do that, you know, but if you have a clot, you're going to be more likely having a heart attack. If you have the plaque buildup, you're at risk for that plaque buildup breaking off or that plaque buildup getting even bigger and more plaquier and obstructing more of the lumen. Pretty dangerous stuff. And, again, it's a big topic to go through in just a very small segment on the show, but you could either have, you know, the whole thing completely occlude or you could have it partially occlude. So, with angina, when your heart doesn't seem to get the amount of blood that it feels like it needs, you're going to get symptoms, okay? There's also coronary microvascular disease. It's where the heart's smallest coronary arteries get affected. So, there's a variety of different types of arteriosclerosis that can happen. So, let's go now to the angina. So, there's a variety of different types of angina. You got stable, you got unstable, you got variant or Prince metals, angina, microvascular, etc. So stable angina, which is what I think Michael has, it's the most common type. So the heart is working harder than it has to, all right? But it kind of has a regular pattern. They say this pattern refers to how often the angina occurs, how severe it is, and what triggers it. You start to learn this pattern, and you can predict when the pain will occur. The pain may go away after a few minutes, after you rest, after you take your angina medicine. And when you have stable angina, you're probably not having a heart attack right then and there. But having angina means you're having some issue. And so if you're having some sort of chest pain, that could mean you're at risk for a heart attack later. Unstable angina is when there's no predictability. All right? You could be at rest and having the pain. Okay? It could even be more severe. And so you may try to take your medicine, and we'll talk about what medicine to take, and it may do nothing. Having unstable angina, we're going to admit you to the hospital, and we're going to do cardiac workup and find out why you're starting to have chest pain. You're just sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden you're starting to have chest pain. All right, that means your artery's not even constricting, and you're already blocked. You see? So, because when you exercise, your arteries vasoconstrict. And not that I want you to, you know, wait to the point where when you exercise, you have chest pain. I want to make sure you have no plaquing, at rest, exercise, whatever. But with unstable angina, you're at your widest open of your coronary arteries and you're still having symptoms. That means you got a lot of blockage. Then there's Prinzmetal's angina and variant. And Prinzmetal's angina, it's rare. It's where you get a spasm and the coronary artery starts to spasm. And you could be at rest. The pain could be very, very painful. They say it commonly happens in the middle of the night, midnight, early morning. Again, we could use medicine to kind of help relieve it. But this variant angina, so if you ever hear Prinzmetal's, it's rare, but it can happen where the coronary artery just starts to spasm. And then the microvascular angina is where the little baby vessels act up. Those could be severe. They could last longer than other types of angina. And sometimes medicine may not cut it. Now, the problem is when you have angina, you're like, okay, wait a second. I'm having chest pain. So maybe it's stable. Maybe I'm good. Maybe I'm not having a heart attack. You never know. You have chest pain. You have got to get checked all the time. Okay? Now, once a doctor says, look, I think you have angina, I think what happens is we know you have artery clogging. We don't think it's bad enough for a heart attack. It's not bad enough for us to go in there and start doing bypass surgery. So we're going to have you on statin medications, right, cholesterol medications. We're going to have you on aspirin. We're going to have you on medication to help dilate the blood vessels, right? And with that, if you start to have pain, take the nitroglycerin, and nitroglycerin dilates blood vessels. It's really nice. And with the nitroglycerin, when we dilate the blood vessels, if you notice your symptoms go away, then good. Maybe you were just spasming. You know, maybe things are still okay. We have you on your aspirin, your blood thinners, your anti-clotting. We have you on your cholesterol medication. We have you on your nitroglycerin. And we're going to watch you and watch the coronary arteries to the point where when we think they do get to the point where they're clogging, we may put in a stent. Now, we've talked about what stents do. Stents are these little hollow tubes that we will stick into the artery to keep it open. As the plaque is trying to close up the artery, we'll put a stent in there. Sometimes the stents last for very long. Sometimes they need to be replaced. So those are pretty good. They're pretty good options for those that don't need to have the whole artery removed or bypassed. So that's basically angina. So if you're having chest pain and you were told that it's angina, to me that means you're not completely out of the woods. But you are going to be experiencing chest pain, and I really feel sorry for people with angina, because they don't know, it's like the boy who cried wolf. They don't know when this chest pain is really a heart attack or when it's not. Now, how do cardiologists know so they don't have a boy who cried wolf type of thing? Well, they're watching you very closely. They're watching your EKGs, they're ultrasounding, they could be CAT scanning, they could be doing stress tests and nuclear scans on the heart. And so there's a lot of things they could be doing to make sure that the arterial clogging isn't progressing. These statin medications help seal the plaque. And so you may be less likely to break off a piece of the plaque and cause a clot if you're on a statin medication. So when we have faith in these medications and you're losing weight, you're watching what you eat, and we don't see any further progression of the plaque, you could be okay for a while. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees. ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.